Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It is Thursday, the 22nd day of September 2022. Here's what I'm thinking weather-wise over the next couple of days. Upper-level high pressure still remains firmly in charge of our weather. Very summer-like weather pattern, even as at 8:03 tonight, we see the official beginning of the fall season, the autumnal equinox tonight. Folks, look for temperatures well above seasonal averages as this upper-level high holds today into tomorrow, into Saturday, before it begins to break down a little bit, a little less of a lid by the time we get into Saturday and Sunday. Still, moisture is going to be fairly limited in the atmosphere. Instability will be pretty limited. As a result, it's possible, especially tomorrow, that we could have temperatures at perhaps record-breaking levels, especially out at Camp Mabry. So summer-like weather pattern does continue. Now, as the upper-level high begins to weaken a little bit over the weekend, we're going to see a cold front come south. The upper-level high weakens, it shifts to the west a bit, and that allows upper-level winds to make it more favorable to get a cold front down into the area from the north and west and through the Austin area sometime late Sunday night into Monday morning. Again, moisture, instability, very limited. And as a result, I do not expect much in the way of cloud cover or any rain chances as that front or as that wind shift line goes through late Sunday night, early Monday morning. High pressure at the surface builds in with the mainly drier air. Temperatures down a couple of degrees as we get into next week. But folks, when you're looking at highs near 100 the next couple of days, when we bring temperatures down, all we're going to do early next week is bring them down to be closer to seasonal averages. Still going to probably be a degree or so above seasonal averages. Our average high this time of year, about 89 or 90, and I'm still looking for lower 90s in the wake of the front early next week. The main difference you'll see, I think, with the drier air coming in is the cooler temperatures settling in for the nighttime hours once we get into next week with lows mainly in the 60s. Again, no rainfall over the next 7 days, according to the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center. Tropics continue to get a little more active. We're going to primarily talk about a disturbance moving through the eastern Caribbean. It's pretty close to that north coast of South America, so it's pretty far south. But still, this system is forecast by the National Hurricane Center and the meteorologists there to become better organized, a 90% chance of development over the next 5 days. The real question is, where does this thing end up, and where it ultimately ends up, also how strong it'll be when it gets there? That's something we just don't know now. We don't have the ability, because the system's not even a tropical cyclone at this point. All it is a disturbed area of weather, and as a result, we just have to wait a little longer. I will tell you, based on model guidance, what we're seeing, that I think we need to be most concerned with the eastern Gulf of Mexico and the state of Florida for the middle and the latter part of next week. I think that's the only thing we can say. If you're in Florida, eastern Gulf of Mexico, let's increase our awareness of this system based on what we're seeing in at least some of the computer model output. For us, it does not mean any rain. We're going to be way too far west of this system. Ultimately, we don't know exactly where it's going to go, but we don't think it's going to come toward Texas. So as a result, the dry weather pattern continues. We will end up the month of September about 14 hundredths of an inch of rain only out at Bergstrom and about 47 hundredths of an inch of rain at Camp Mabry. That's over 2 inches below normal when you look at 30-year averages as the drought conditions intensify once again over our part of the state of Texas. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, this 22nd day of September 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast and my audio weather thoughts again on Friday morning. Have yourself a good Thursday.